On today's show, that emissions scandal could end up costing Volkswagen over 40 billion euros. Ford reveals the performance numbers for the Focus RS, and Ferrari finally shows it can still design a car. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for October 13th of 2015. Reports out of Germany say the emissions cheating scandal could end up costing Volkswagen 40 billion euros. That's a staggering amount of money, and now the company is desperately trying to cut costs anywhere it can. VW is asking suppliers for price cuts to the tune of 3 billion euros. That is going to hurt VW's biggest suppliers, such as Bosch and Continental. It also is cutting investments by $1 billion, which could slow down some new product development. Standard & Poor's just downgraded VW's credit rating and warned that more cuts will come. And just to rub salt in the wound, now Hollywood is going to make a movie about it. Both Paramount, along with the production company owned by actor Leonardo DiCaprio, have bought the rights to the film. And VW isn't the only automaker that will have to fork out more money. The Detroit News reports the new UAW contract will cost Fiat Chrysler somewhere between $500 million to $600 million more in labor costs every year. But Bloomberg also reports that FCA is going to get a $4 billion windfall from spinning off Ferrari, and that could be why FCA moves so fast to sweeten the contract. Coming up next, Tesla will soon have a 1,000-horsepower electric competitor.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Tesla has done an amazing job of selling expensive electric cars to rich people, but now it's going to face more competition. Aston Martin says it will have an electric version of the Rapide in 2017 that could deliver as much as 1,000 horsepower. Take that, ludicrous mode! And Volkswagen is going to come out with an all-electric version of the Phaeton. Tesla stock dropped nearly 11% in the last week, and now three analysts have lowered their outlook for the company. Well, step aside Subaru STI and Mitsubishi Evo, because there's a new player in town, and thy name be Focus RS. Ford just released the official power ratings for the new performance hatch, and the results are pretty amazing. The engine puts out 350 horsepower at 6,000 RPM and 350 pound-feet of torque at 3,200 RPM. Peak turbo boost also comes in at a stout 23.2 PSI. If you're as eager for the new RS as I am, you'll be glad to know production kicks off later this year. Still to come, Ferrari shows it still knows a thing or two about beautiful styling.
True love will find you in the end.
Hi, Dad.
When you're committed to the job,
but don't give up then.
Your tires can't be weak in the knees.
True love will find you.
Let them go.
In the end.
Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Other than its supercars, by our eye, Ferrari's styling has become a bit, how shall I say this, blah. But if this new special edition of the F12 Berlinetta is any indication of where it's going, then we'll be happy. Meet the F12 TDF, of which almost everything on this car has been massaged. The engine, the gearbox, and clearly the bodywork. All those extra notches and wings help the car produce 87% more downforce. But don't think that came at the expense of added weight. Thanks to extensive use of carbon fiber and a stripped-down interior, the car is a good 240 pounds less. There's only two problems I can see with this car. One, I can't afford it. And two, Ferrari will only make 799 examples. Toyota revealed the new Prius last month, and now it's sharing more info about the hybrid. Thanks to improvements to its 1.8-liter engine, its transaxle, and the hybrid system, most models will see a 10% improvement in fuel economy, although an eco model will get even better MPGs. Engineers were able to boost the energy density in its new nickel metal hydride and lithium ion batteries. While the press release didn't say so, we assume the lithium ion battery is for the plug-in version. The Prius is built on the company's new global architecture, which helps improve torsional rigidity by 60%, and the amount of high-strength steel is up from 3% to 19%. It also features a new infotainment system and is available with a suite of driver assistance features. The 2016 Prius hits showrooms early next year. But that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.